Sometimes people will use secret codes to keep vital information from slipping into the wrong hands. General Patton used such a code in World War II, just so he had something to drink. The interesting story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
America never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the farmers and ranchers who call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping rural America show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. And as rural America grows further, we'll be there. Just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
What was General Patton's drink of choice? Brent Gooden says he knows.
It's called Armored Diesel. It's a product that we have. It's George S. Patton's favorite drink. We've worked with the Patton family, and we're really excited about it.
Gooden is the owner of Boundary Oak Distillery in Radcliffe, Kentucky, a town adjacent to Fort Knox. That military site is a place Patton spent much time. A local historian helped Gooden research the bourbon Patton drank on special occasions with his officers.
He would take bourbon and scotch and pour it all together into this big bowl and mix it up. It was very much a sweet style bourbon. And he would take a little shot of cherry juice and pour it into this drink. And he said that represented the blood of their foe.
Patton even had a special way to serve the drink.
And he actually had this wooden bar that said Armored Diesel on it. And so they would set this bar up whenever they would go to Europe and they would serve the drinks.
The name itself, Armored Diesel, was important as well, for it was that name that helped ensure Patton's prized bourbon wasn't taken by others.
From what we've been able to find out, when he would ship his liquor from place to place to keep people, I guess, from stealing it, instead of putting bourbon on it, they would write Armored Diesel on it so that it wouldn't get confiscated and he would know what it was. And so if he just put diesel, it wouldn't end up in a tank somewhere.
So Armored Diesel became Patton's code for all of his personal alcohol he sent to Europe. Gooden enjoys researching such history and then incorporating that into the products his distillery produces. Traveling the countryside in Radcliffe, Kentucky, I'm Andrew McCrae.